Thank you for tuning in for the next 30 minutes to Victory Gospel Lighthouse Church. We are located at 907 Howard Street in Jennings, Louisiana. We would like to invite you to be our guest Sunday mornings at 10 a.m. for our regular service and Wednesday nights at 6:30 p.m. for Bible study. For more information, please contact us at P.O. Box 387, Jennings, Louisiana 70546. Now stay tuned for an exciting and anointed message from Pastor Austin Spell.
Bibles this morning, go with us to the book of Proverbs. If you ever want to study about wisdom, knowledge, and how to apply it, read the book of Proverbs. There's enough there for everybody. From Proverbs chapter 20 and verse number 7. The scripture says, "The just man walketh in his integrity. His children are blessed after him." Most of the scriptures you hear today that I'm going to share with you will be about a father establishing a character into his younger children so that they will be prepared. You see, everything you do has to have a preparation as you prepare your children. The father has that integrity to prepare for them to serve the Lord, because that's the most important thing in a young child's life, that they learn that. Now, it doesn't mean that it stops with the children. Even as his children grow, he still guides his children as God guides his children. That's us. We're guided by the hand of God. We're sheltered in the arms of God. So God guides his children, and he guides us even until the end. Not just when we're young Christians, but when he takes us all the way through this life. If we'll follow him, he will lead us and guide us through this life. Proverbs 22 and 6 says this, and you've heard this before. "Train up a child in the way he should go, and when he is old," doesn't say how old, but when he's old enough to know, when he's old enough to be responsible for his own actions, amen. "If you train him up in that way, and when he's old, he will not depart from it." Now, I know we have situations where children are raised in church and they're raised in godly parents, and sometimes they go astray. But if you've instilled in their life, amen, Jesus Christ and his work and God's work and God's word, then he or she will always have that in their mind and their heart. And I believe that sooner or later, they'll come back to that basic knowledge that was placed in their life by a father. So we see today what happens when children do not know any love and discipline in the home. Teenagers are running wild in our streets. Burning, robbing, destroying, and even killing. I'm talking about young people now, young teenagers. Some of them very young. And all of this comes, I believe, because there's no father figure in the home. And many times, and I've had young people through the years ask me this or tell me this. Being a dad is one thing, being a father is another. And I've had young people tell me that were troubled and gotten in trouble or whatever, and discussing their family lives, they said, "Well, I've had a dad all my life, but I've never had a father." See, the father has a different role. You can be a dad of many children, but you can only be a father if you're a born-again believer in the Lord Jesus Christ. Has to have that leadership by the father who has integrity. The integrity spoken of here has to come from a knowledge of God, knowing the Lord Jesus Christ. Where else can you get wisdom? The Bible says in the book of James, if you lack wisdom, let him ask of God. And God said, whatever you ask of me in faith, I'll give you. So in order to be a father with integrity, you have to have the wisdom of God. And that's what's missing in most of the houses today where there are young people growing up. The quality of a father's character is carried on in the lives of his children. Children at a very early age are the world's best imitators. You can go to an innocent child, very young, and you can stand there. A father can tell that son, I'm going to lift up the corner of this building. And you know what that child will do? He'll wait for the building to be lifted. Yeah. Why? Because he believes in what his father tells him. Now, don't go try that. But the theme of it is true. They are the world's best imitators. They imitate the father in the home. They imitate the mother also, but this is Father's Day. We already took care of mom. Praise the Lord. Forgive me, Jesus. I don't want to offend these women. You see, there are certain qualities that are essential to building a life of integrity. You can't build a life of integrity on your own. You can do all the right things. You can do all the good things. But if you don't have the wisdom and the knowledge of Christ, you don't have that integrity that comes from God. And we have to have that. In the Father, there should be that integrity where the kids, as the scripture said here, can call him blessed and follow his footsteps. A life of integrity that will cause the blessings of God to come upon his children. So many dads today don't think about the direction their children will go by following their actions. But children, listen. You may not think that they're listening sometimes. They may not act like they're listening, but believe me, they're listening. And they need to hear about the Lord, and they need to hear what God's Word says about the family and for them. And they need to feel that love in a home. In years past, it was always kind of difficult for a man to tell another man, I love you. Old days. Back in the day. But you see, that's needed. When you're talking about the love of God, you're talking about integrity. You're talking about showing love to your children. Showing love to people around you. Showing love. When they see that, then they begin to imitate that. You see, there's a certain devotion and dedication that has to come from the father. A good father is devoted to his children. Confidence and understanding are encouraged through that communication. Because the father has the opportunity to communicate with their children that nobody else has. And the reason we see what we see in the world today, as we mentioned a while ago, these young people in the streets, is because they have no communication at home. It starts in the home. Now, every once in a while, you'll see a parent or a father or a mother who really cares for their children. I say that because a while back, I saw this on television where they were having a riot or whatever it was in the street. And maybe you saw it too. This mother comes from nowhere and grabs that teenage son and hustles him out of the way, got him off of there. Yeah, so every once in a while it happens, but it should happen continually. And if parents would just learn to have the integrity of God in their homes and love their children and discipline their discipline. Wow. You see, discipline is something God uses on us. Why does God discipline us, our Heavenly Father? Bible says because He loves us. He disciplines us because He does not want us to go astray. He wants us to stay where we're supposed to be in Him. And in doing that, sometimes on our own, we'll just do something else, go somewhere else, be something else. But if you listen to the Spirit, God will draw you back. Sometimes it takes discipline. Sometimes it takes a mountain to get your attention, to bring you back to where you're supposed to be. Well, now, if God disciplines His children, and we are to have the integrity of God, we must discipline our children. I'm not talking about taking a leather strap. Because if you have integrity with your kids, you won't need that. Now, some of our old folks back in the day, they didn't have no integrity. But they had a big leather strap. And the Bible does say, don't spare the rod. Now, that doesn't mean for you to go out and get a stick and beat your kids. Sometimes you want to. That's not what it's talking about. It's talking about the integrity and love for your children, and you discipline them into things and the way they're supposed to go, because kids will go do what they want to do if you let them do it. Now, I know some of us are so old, we don't remember that. But it's true, we did. Talking to a young lady, a teenage girl, with her mother and them there. And she said, I don't go to church because there's churches full of hypocrites. So I kind of grinned and I said, you know what a hypocrite is? Well, I think I do. I said, no, here's the definition of a hypocrite. You say you're going to do something, but you don't do it. You do something else. You say you love God, but you don't love God because you do something that's not godly. And she said, well, I don't know if I do that. I said, with her mother there, I said, have you ever told your mother and daddy you were going somewhere, but you didn't go there, you went somewhere else? Silence filled the room. Sure. We must discipline our children. Let them know the truth. Let them know what God's Word says. Be a devoted parent. Be a devoted father. We have to be devoted. Just as we are devoted to God, we must be devoted to our earthly children, as God has devoted Himself, given Himself for us. Wow, what a devotion that was. Talent, time, treasures, fellowship, all increases in the home when there's love. That's what's wrong with our homes today, that our teenagers have gotten away from God, gotten away from discipline, gotten away from it all, because parents are not preparing their children when they're young for what's facing them in this world. Amen. And today, this world is much worse than it was when most of us were growing up. Oh, we still had sin in the world, yeah. But we didn't have a television to watch it. Now it's on such a scale that we know what the Word of God means when it says our Lord is coming back to earth again. Because we're so close to that time. And all we have to do is look at the signs of the time and know that Jesus is coming back soon. Because the signs of the time are leading to the 7 years of tribulation. And we know that before that tribulation period starts, the church is going to be gone. Imagine what the church is going to be like in heaven. Imagine what the world's going to be like on earth without the church. It is His church and the prayers of His people that are holding back the flood tide of sin. And we see sin as it is gaining more and more ground every day. Things are allowed and accepted today that 10 years ago would have never been accepted. And now the more vulgar and the more disgraceful someone can be on TV, the better people like it. Boy, I hate to say that word. I thought I had seen some ugly people in this world. Until I saw this thing they call a drag queen. A drag queen ministering to little kids. Huh? What kind of message is that to little kids? What kind of message is that for us? Huh? It's a good message if you want to get sick. I'm going to have to stop now. Man. But this kind of stuff that's going on in the world, just think what our young people and our young kids are going to be subject to in the future. If the Lord tarries and we don't teach our kids the integrity that God gives to the Father, pass it on. Pass on a legacy of love and peace and joy and strength and love in the family and knowing how to take a stand for the Lord Jesus Christ. If we don't teach them that, they're never going to make it in this world. They have no future. They don't think about goals. They have no goals set for themselves. They're not interested in tomorrow. They're just living for today. I often say they... People today that live that way, they're thinking like a dog. Yeah. What I mean is this. A dog lives now. He lives in the moment. All the animals do. Huh? Dog don't remember the past unless you beat him real good. They remember the hurt. But he don't live in the past and he don't live in the future. He says, feed me now. Yeah, now, show me love now. And these people out there doing that, they only care about now and care about themselves. And the people that support that, the fathers that support that, allow their children to do that, will stand before judgment. God will judge them for that. Discipline, training. That which corrects us. Proverbs 3:12 says, for whom the Lord loveth, he chastiseth. He corrects. Wow. He corrects. Even as a father, the son in whom he delights. A good father corrects his children. This brings security into their lives. I know I've seen parents beat their kids because they were beaten. They grew up that way. And they just carried that on. Well, how about loving your children? How about treating them and disciplining them with love and caring? Let them know you care about their future. That's why you're disciplining them. Now, I know when you were a teenager and you want to go somewhere with some friends that your daddy don't like, and he won't let you go, oh, that breaks your heart. You think the end of the world has come. You're like the young man that fell in love with this girl and wanted to marry her. And so he asked her to marry her, him. And she said no. Oof. Oof. And he said, if you don't marry me, I'm going to die. And sure enough, 75 years later, he died. Huh. How true, huh? She still didn't believe him. Our Heavenly Father disciplines his children because he loves us. We must love our children enough to discipline them. Teenagers, young people, children, they don't always see the direction that they're going. They're only living for now, having a good time. Huh? There's nothing wrong with having a good time. You just have to have it in the right way. Yeah. Yeah, laughter and joy and all of this stuff, the Bible says it's good like a medicine. It's good medicine to laugh. It's good medicine to have peace and joy in your life, and especially in the home where you grow up knowing and seeing the things that you're going to go through in times to come. Discipline and direction. Proverbs 4:1 says, "Hear the instructions of a father and attend to no understanding." A good father offers direction. Directing his children, guiding his children, setting and being the right example for his children. Children who accept instructions are better equipped to accept God's direction later in life. There's nothing, I think, any worse than a young person or an older person, either one, that doesn't have a teachable spirit. Yeah. If you're going to be God's child, you have to have a teachable spirit. And without a teachable spirit, the father doesn't know anything because he hasn't learned anything. The father's got to allow himself to be taught what the Word of God says. But only he can do that. And a teachable spirit, he passes on to his children to get them to have and know understanding like the Bible says so. He has to have diligence, great determination. Proverbs 11:27 says, "He that diligently seeketh and procures favor." Favor. What is favor? Same thing as grace. Grace is unmerited favor. A father that doesn't know about grace and doesn't know about forgiveness and doesn't know about the things that God wants us to do here and finding that favor in him is not going to be able to pass that along to his children. Fathers need an understanding. First of all, they need an understanding of God's word, what the scripture tells us. A good father diligently seeks whatever's good for his children. His love demands the best possibility for their life. If you love your children, you want the best for them. Now, sometimes I think fathers have failed in this respect, in not disciplining their children because the father himself was disciplined too hard when he was young. Yeah. And so you don't want your children to go through what you went through. You want something better, something more for them. That's great. You should want that. But the first thing you have to give them is that discipline that's required in their life. And if we don't learn how to chastise our children the way God does with us, because God does it with love. Even though we go astray and we do the things that we do that are not right, God still loves us. Aren't you glad of that? Amen. The rest of you, you just have to find out yourself that God loves you. And if you don't know that, you're in trouble. Children are aware of their parents' love, their parents' concern, their parents' sacrifice, and it gives them security. What's wrong with those teenagers that's out roaming the streets and robbing and burning and killing? They're seeking their own security in their own way. Look at me. Look what I can do. Look how I can shoot somebody and not even worry about it. That's their security. And the reason they're that way is because they have not found security in a home. Huh? Yeah, there are many dads out there, but there are very few fathers. Fathers need to be the one that rules the house in the legislation and the obedience from God Himself. He's not to abuse his wife or his children. He's to love them. So many young children today don't know any love from their parents. I don't know what it's like to be raised in a home that didn't have love. My father died when I was 9 years old, so I never really got to know him. But my mother took his place. She was a loving, kind person. I can honestly stand before you today and tell you this. I don't remember ever having an argument with my mother. Wow. I'm not bragging, but it's true. I respected her in such a godly way because I saw her working and slaving and providing for us kids by herself. She didn't have a great education. She took in ironings. She took in washings. She cleaned houses. I used to help her all that I could. We used to sit together and pluck chickens because the guy who was our neighbor down the road had a chicken farm. And he raised these little pullets to sell. And he would hire us. Now, listen, you're not going to like this, but we had an old tree stump with two nails stuck in it like that. And you put the chicken's head in there and you pull it and you cut it off. Some people would wring their neck, but I didn't like wringing their necks. Well, then they'd flop all over the place, you know, with the chicken. But yeah, we would clean chickens by the hundreds, putting them in hot water and pulling them out and plucking them, cleaning them. I saw my mother do that day in and day out. And she was the disciplinarian in our home without ever using a rod. My grandma was another story. She was raised with the switch in her hand, and she died with the switch in her hand. That was her way of discipline. And the thing I hated the worst about my grandma disciplining me was that she made me go get the switch. And I'd always pick a small switch. No. You go back and get another switch. And then we knew what was coming. And it wasn't a beating, but boy, it got your attention. Some of you are old enough to do that. You do that now to kids, guess where you're going? Yeah. Bye-bye. But children are aware of their parents' love and concern for them. Our Heavenly Father wants the best for His children. He loves and He cares for them, so what we should do is pass that on.
Pastor Spell and the congregation of Victory Gospel Lighthouse wish to thank you for tuning into our broadcast and want you to join us at the same time next Sunday morning at 8:30 a.m. for more of God's Word here on HLE Radio. If you would like to partner with us by spreading the gospel, you can send your support to P.O. Box 387, Jennings, Louisiana 70546. If you would like to listen to more sermons, you can do so by going to hleradio.com and clicking on Online Sermons, Victory Gospel Lighthouse. We hope you will join us next week. God bless you and God bless America.
No, I'm not perfect, and I'll never be. Your sweet forgiveness, Lord, can rescue me. Here comes His grace again. There goes my fear. Here comes my Lord and friend to dry my tears.
HLERadio.com, Jennings, Louisiana.